I was always, put it this way, if you look at my transcript, I was always a good student, but I was never a good student by my own definition until like junior spring. Like, I would always do the homework. I would always get the answer right. But I didn't really ever have an intellectual curiosity in the classroom until late in high school. Like, I loved reading growing up. Absolutely loved reading. I would convince my teachers that once I was done with my homework, I was going to be disruptive in the class unless they let me go out into the hallway and like read alone. Like, I would like leave the classroom because I wanted to read. But I was never really a good student in like, you know, the traditional sense of, you know, it has some kind of curiosity, it's always paying attention, all those kind of things. I was very good at being a student, I think. Like, I knew what was required of me, and then I did it. And then I did what I wanted to do after that. So I was a good student on paper, less so in practice. So I transferred to a new high school for sophomore, junior, and senior year. My last move. And at this new high school, there was this really incredible English teacher. He was way too qualified for his job, but he like really cared about his students. And so he was my English teacher. He also taught Latin, so I took Latin with him. And basically after a year and a half or so of like being in this classroom with him, he made some offhand comment in the middle of class. My sister was a year younger than me. He said something along the lines of, if you worked as hard as your sister, you could like really go somewhere like and like be something. He didn't say it in as negative of a way as that, but that was the gist of it, was, you know, you could really, you know, make something of yourself if you actually worked hard. Like, he just told me straight up, like, you don't have much of a work ethic. He was calling me out for skating through, which I've been doing for a very long time. So then after that, I just didn't have much to say. You know, we went through the rest of class. But then I came back to his office later that night and I said, like, what are you talking about? I know that you're right, but it's interesting. It was interesting to me that he'd picked up on it and that he made that distinction. And then he and I had a very long talk about life and college and all that. The resolution of which was basically that I would go ahead and take classes over the summer, and through my senior year, they were actually difficult and like intellectually stimulating, and that he would help me through these classes, but also improve my writing skills, which were pretty lacking. Because the way he very small public high school, he taught all 4 years, he was the only English teacher. So he taught freshmen, sophomores, juniors, and seniors. So he kind of got to structure the entire English curriculum. And he taught like a writing intensive kind of workshop for most of freshman year when I wasn't in that school. So I was I had missed out on that. And so that's kind of when it changed. And I took a whole bunch of classes over the summer. I took much harder classes senior year. I think that was probably when I became an actually decent student in terms of being genuinely curious about the things I was studying.